Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We made it to another Friday. Happy Friday to everyone. This is Lockdown Series, Volume 2, Episode 36. It's Kevin Says, Part 19.
Oh!
Let's go! All right, first things first, welcome back to the show. Super Kev, Super Kevin Campbell.
Let's do this. I've just got to say this. Arsenal put us through the mill last night. They did. You know what? After that draw.
Well, you've got some interesting stuff for the crew tonight, so we're going to get stuck right into it. Before we do, I do have to mention this real quick, Kev, because our good friends at Football Prizes, there's 1 hour to go to grab your hands on this Arsene Wenger signed and framed pennant. So get stuck in. The auction starts at 7:30. And I tell you something, wait till you see what they've got in store for you guys next week. I'm going to announce it on Sunday in the post-game show after Leicester. So wait until you see this. But for the meantime, go grab your Arsene Wenger ticket, and good luck to Simon Alcarp, our winner of the free ticket, Kevin. We want him to grab that tonight.
Come on, Simon.
Do it for the Highbury squad. All right, so that's our laundry list out the way. We're going to get stuck right into it with Kev tonight. Here we go, you guys. One piece at a time. Kevin's got the questions for you. Remember, this is your show. You drive all of the content and the opinions and the questions. It's you and KC, here we go.
Hi, everybody. This is Kev Says Part 19. And I have two questions and a bonus for you. They're not going to be long-winded. They're going to be short and sharp for you. But I really want you to think about these. And we could engage in a chat. So, question number one is, how do you see our season finishing?
Okay, question number one. How do you see our season finishing? Good evening to all of the squaddies in the house. How do you see...
Squaddies! Love it!
KC, they did it themselves. They've coined it themselves. And I love it. And I'm telling you right now, because of you guys, we're actually going to put some swag together with squaddies on it.
We have to get some squaddy swag.
We're going to get some squaddy swag. Okay, so here's the scoop. Newman, good evening, Newman. Welcome. I'm sure he'll be on his best behavior tonight. We'll finish with no trophy and between 8th and 10th place in the Premier League. What do you think about that, Kev? Oh, let me get a couple up for you before you get into it. Anit says, we will get eliminated from the semi-final of the Europa League and finish 6th in the league. Oh, you just stabbed me in the heart on a Friday, Anit. What are you trying to do? Come on. Here we go. We've got BX Gunner, 10th or worse with a heart attack incoming from the Europa League. Don't you just love... Listen, we're conditioned as fans, Kevin.
Yeah, we are. We are. Well, all I could say is, really, is... any one of them could be true, because we don't know what this Arsenal team's going to produce, Sophie. We've seen the good, the bad, and the downright ugly yesterday, and they pulled it out at the end. So, I mean, is it close your eyes and throw the dice up, innit, and see if you can throw sixes? You know, it's crazy.
Kevin, it's like that scene in Forrest Gump. Life is like a box of chocolates. You don't quite know what you're going to get. I've got a few more for you here. Hold on one second. I like GBs. I kept it up. A miracle 6th place finish and a Cinderella run that sees us lift the Europa League.
I'll have that, GB. GB, I'll take that. I would take, if you offered that to me now, I'd rip your hand off.
Rip it off. I'd rip it off like Jaws.
Just take it off. Yeah, no, that's... Listen, I think the lift of the Europa League is so important for the football club. It keeps the interest there with the fans and the players.
Yeah.
The draw's not too shabby either. We got a decent draw. And that's all you could ask for.
Definitely. And sorry, I didn't have my mic plugged in at the beginning, so I hope everyone heard me.
I certainly did.
Rookie mistake. I'm not a rookie, but there you go. Adam, I see a vision of the team lifting some kind of metal object. I like that. And John, we've been looking forward to all day too. Welcome. Get your questions in for Super Kev. Avon says eighth and a semi. Okay, we'll keep going. Sherlock Holmes. I love this name. Sherlock Holmes. This is a great name. I want squaddy swag. You'll get it.
We've got to get some squaddy swag going. Yeah.
Mark, it's Friday. We just got through. We escaped last night.
But we asked the question.
Yeah.
We asked the question. And you know what? Let's be honest. Mark, having those feelings is all right. Some people are not the most positive with this Arsenal because they've let us down a lot, Sophie. Let's be honest.
They have.
We've battled on here, haven't we?
About this
team for a while now. You know what I mean? So they're not convinced.
No. Eighth and a semi from Mars Gunner. Unks Quams thinks we'll win the Europa League and finish sixth. Virginia. Hi, Virginia. Hope you're well tonight. Below 10th and maybe reach Europa final.
Not convinced.
I don't want to get to the final. I don't want to get to the final and lose it. I can't take it, Kevin. Help me. Help me because I can't take the Spurs being in it. This is what's killing me.
It's the only way we could get into the Champions League. That's what you want. So we have to get to the final, Soph.
We have
to get there by hook or by crook, babe. We have to get there.
I know. Look, we've got let's see, Lalitia. What a lovely name. Very optimistically, top six and reach the Europa League final. Don't know if we'll win it. Well, it all depends on the opponent, but maybe there's something about seasons, Kevin, and you've been part of teams, right? That there's just something about the season, right? There's something you can't explain. It just happens. And you get into that mode and then it becomes like this thing, this journey, maybe a little bit of kismet as well about it. Do you think this team has that yet in the Europa League, or do you think it's going to take the next round for us to really kick in and believe that maybe it can be?
Well, what I will say, Sophie, is normally on a cup run, you have a scare. You have a scare somewhere that you think, wow, do you know what? That was close. And that was our scare last night.
Let's be honest,
that was scary last night. So fair enough, we got into the hat. That's the key. But you know what? We've got to stop shooting ourselves in the foot, Sophie. We have to stop doing that. Because we against better teams, we won't come back.
And we've got, I wouldn't call them a bogey team, but they were last season. And I was there. I posted the video today on our Instagram. Check it out, Highbury Squad, and on Twitter and stuff, and on my Facebook page, that I was sitting right above them. You know, I was a guest. It was lovely. I got to have the whole nine yards, KC. Got the lovely piece of beef and the Yorkshire pudding and all that. Then you get your blanket and you sit on your chair. Typical Arsenal fans, get your blanket.
It's nice how the other half live, isn't it?
Thank George in the Hippodrome for that one. That was lovely.
Bless George. Hot man.
But I loved being right above the Olympiacos fans. They are insane. And we're going to have a great guest before the game, a really good friend of the show, mine, and he runs Gazeta. He's a chief editor at Gazeta Greece. Andonis, he's going to come on the show and talk to us before the Olympiacos because, let's be honest, like Scriv says here, seventh highest position in the league and only get through next round against Olympiacos. It's not going to be easy, is it, Kev? It's not going to be easy against this team.
Do you know what? The draw's been kind of kind to us. But when you look at some of the teams that are still left in, I mean, obviously United and AC Milan, they're going to cancel each other out. One of them are going to be gone. Obviously, you've got a few, you've got Spurs and you've got Rangers, etc. And you've got some other teams who you think, you know what, they could give you a good game. But, you know, as you start looking at it, you think to yourself, on our day, we could beat anyone here, Soph. And on our day, we could beat anyone here. So again, it's how the team has to start building from now to the end of the season. That's the key.
Yeah. Good evening, Jacobs and Squadobus. Squadavies. He's going Squadaboos for another one. He's doing the come on the Highbury squad, the new hashtag that everyone wants trending here. Ronnie, we will see the team and Odegaard get to know each other, and when things start to click for real, we'll go on a mad run. We do like to go on a run from March onwards in the Premier League, Kevin, and we do like a good cup run. What do you think about Ronnie's comment?
That's a smart comment, Ronnie, I must say. What tends to happen is when the weather starts to change and it starts to get a bit brighter, Arsenal, all of a sudden, spring is in the air. So they get a spring in their step, Sophie. Mm-hmm. But we need it. We need it now. We can't afford to be waiting till too deep into March. We need it now.
Yeah, agree. Okay, Martin, the facts are the only games we've lost in the last few months is because we gave away a red card, a penalty, short pass, header backwards. If we stop giving up goals like this, we can beat anyone. What do you think, Kev?
Thank you, Martin. Thank you. We've got to stop doing ourselves in. We always seem to do ourselves in, giving up things in the box, letting star players go free in the box. It's madness. Backheaders to strikers that are running through alone. What's going on? If we eliminate that, we have a big chance.
And again, mistakes last night almost cost us a place in the next round of the Europa League. Anik, hold on to this one because Kev's got something coming up for you on this. So hold on to this thought. Coombs, AFC, says attack Europa League, finish sixth place on a hair. Newman now's got us in the semi-final. What are you, being influenced by everyone else? Sunil says, do you agree with this, Kev? I saw fighting spirit yesterday. I think we talked on our show, which, by the way, thank you to all 1,000 plus of you joined us live and 11,000 of you who's viewed it on our YouTube channel. Kev, we said last night, coming back, needing two goals in Europe, not an easy task.
Not an easy task. You have to show that you want it, and you have to want it more than the opposition. And if we're truthful, we can question this team about whether they want it more than the opposition quite a few times. But obviously, yeah, Arteta made the changes and we did want it. And you saw with Kieran Tierney's goal, after he scored, he didn't even celebrate. Come on, let's get back and let's go. Let's go. Incredible. Incredible energy. Incredible player. Incredible like. He likes to win. That's what we want.
It's beautiful. He loves to win. Kevin, he wanted that ball because he was literally yelling at Willian, I'm going to score. Just give me the ball. It was the determination in him was incredible. Good evening to Lewis, Casey. Here's one for us. Hello, guys. New fan here. Followed both of you on Twitter for a while. Somehow I've missed you. No more. I love the after game analysis.
Brilliant.
Cheers, Lewis. Thanks for joining us. BX Gunner says the team has proved they can put a cup run out of nowhere. Europa is within reach. I don't think that's a stretch.
No, it's not a stretch. Look, I'll tell you this much, Sophie. I think the players would be kind of thinking, I wonder who we get in the next round. Now they've got Olympiacos. I think there's quite a few of them who'll be really looking forward to this one because that was a painful one. It was a painful one to lose last season.
It was.
So okay. We owe them one.
I'm gonna try and get through quite a few of these for you. Because someone was asking a good question about forget finances. Where is that question? Give me 1 second because I want you to address this. Okay, top techers. Casey, forget about finances for a second. Do you think a season out of Europa League next season would benefit Arteta and the team? So Arteta has more time to get his philosophy across.
Yeah, it wouldn't. Look, I know Arsenal being in Europe is really important. I get that. But because he hasn't really had a lot of time, because the games have been thick and fast, you don't really get a time to coach and put your philosophy down on the team. As we've seen times where the team it's clicked and we've seen a snapshot of what he wants. And then the next week, or the next 4 weeks, should we say, Sophie, mm-hmm. It looks like sometimes we're strangers at times.
Yeah.
So it's going to take a bit of time for the players to adapt, whether the key players are actually in position or whether they're good enough to adapt consistently. it's only Mikel Arteta's going to do know that, but we honestly think that some of them can't adapt.
So let's get to Amir's question here. I see Arteta, or statement, I see Arteta continuing to play Willian, so we end up 10th with no trophy. Martinelli being frustrated in not getting a place in the squad and leaving. Some of our comments were up and down yesterday on the YouTube channel, mostly like super positive, but some people couldn't believe the rating that we gave Willian. And sometimes when someone's been so bad, Casey, you give him a rating just because he was part of a goal and he actually did decent when he came on. What do you think of Amir's comment?
Yeah, look, I just think obviously that's William bashing a little bit. Look, we're going to end up where we end up in it this season, not because of William. It's going to be because if we're good enough to finish sixth, we're going to have to perform like a team who can finish sixth. That's the bottom line. At the moment, our season hasn't been great. It's been poor. And we can't just blame William for that. You know, everyone has to take some blame for that. Even the manager, Sophie, right? Even the manager takes the blame for that, carries the can. And I know if we'd have gone out yesterday, they would have been calling for his head today. So, you know, this is the fine lines of football.
Yes. You know, someone said our record, we beat them in Champions League and we've beaten them before. Our record in Athens is actually quite decent. Last season, they beat us in horrible fashion. I mean, I was there.
We beat them out there. And then obviously they beat us at the Emirates, but it was 2-2 on aggregate.
Yes.
But we went out on away goals.
It was a terror. I was there. I mean, it was awful. And they're loud. They're crazy. Let's see what GB says. Saka, Udegaard and ESR, Pepe or Martinelli is left wing behind Oba. That has started firing, is starting to make an optimist of me, not to mention a fit party. A fit party makes all the difference, right, Kevin?
Yes, a fit party does make a difference. He makes everybody else play better. He's such a good manipulator of the ball, sits in that midfield and makes everything tick for us. You could see the difference when he comes on the pitch, because when we went 2-1 down and then Mikel Arteta made the changes, I'm sure a lot of people were thinking, how do we get back into this? And then all of a sudden we got one back. And then obviously we scored at the end. So there's a confidence when he gets on the pitch.
So Games FC, KC, let's say you were the manager. Do you think you have a good enough team to fight for the Europa League or Cup and finish in the top six?
Yes, of course. On paper, yes. But the players have to perform. And you know what? Our jewel in the crown needs some help. He got a little bit of help from Aubameyang, which was good. He got some help from Odegaard. He got some help from Partey. But we need more. We need more going forward. Saka obviously produced it again. It was the jewel in the crown. But, you know, I saw Xhaka coming out talking about he'd like to meet fans and all this, that. Keep quiet and perform on the pitch. Yes. Never mind all that nonsense.
Exactly.
You just keep performing on the pitch and that will take care of everything.
Exactly. Kayville here, because this is what I'm dreading, right? There's two things I'm dreading. Number one is meeting Tottenham along the way, because, listen, I know that we have the mental over them, but when it's Jose Mourinho in a cup game, it's a different ball game, Kevin. And the other one, of course, is does Unai Emery get his revenge? We don't know. We can't look into the crystal football and project.
We could try.
But Kayville's one of many who's talking about this.
Look, there's a long way to go. And obviously every opponent must be respected. And Villarreal obviously have got a tough game as well, tough tie, just like we have. We know it's not going to be easy, and people sometimes scoff, we'll beat Olympiacos, as proven last season, Sophie. Mm-hmm. You take them lightly, you don't get the job done.
Yes.
And, you know, we need to be serious about them.
We do. And Mike, we've got a few more questions on this one. They're coming in thick and fast. I'm going to try and get to all of them for you guys so Casey can quickfire them. Yes, get your question in real quick. This one from Saeed. Casey, do you think we need a different attacking option, a player who can score from headers? We are wasting Tierney's crosses. You addressed this in Kevin Says last week.
Yeah. I think we need a big striker, someone who can hold the ball, run, basically an all-rounder like a Lukaku. Obviously, somebody like him would be fantastic, because we know Aubameyang tends to like to play from the left in. Mm-hmm. So listen, we can never have enough good players, never, especially as a squad. So if we could get somebody who can attack the ball in the box, we're in business.
Can we squeeze this one in from Monique? Because it's a good question. It goes into your whole theory of, you know, how, you know, the season and all that type of stuff. Everyone's kind of concerned about ESR and Udegaard playing together, ESR's role. Since ESR moved to the left, his goals assist seems to have gone down. Thoughts on moving ESR back to that number 10 role, Casey?
Listen, he's doing a job for the team. Whatever's asked, he's going to do. I didn't see there was a problem when they all played against Leeds. So obviously, listen, I just think we in midfield took too many touches as we usually do against opposition that we think are weaker. We thought Benfica were weak and we just cut through them. But then we start to dwell on the ball and play sideways and they can get behind the ball and bank up on us. So we have to play a lot better. And Smith Rowe's doing a great job for the team most of the time anyway. There are times when he gets a bit leggy, which you expect from somebody who's just come into the side and is making a name for himself. But I'm optimistic.
Yeah. And again, we're going to meet an ex-player, Socrates, of course, and everyone's kind of bigging that up as well. Good evening to you as well, Mark. Okay, Kevin, I'm going to get you out on this one because we've got two other questions and our time is tight this evening. Mike Hertz, lots said about Oba captaincy. If you were the manager, how would you move the armband from Oba to Tierney? Also, would you respect Oba more or less if he surrendered the armband? I wouldn't
give it to Tierney.
Not right now, right, Kevin?
No, not right now. No, not right now. Listen, Kieran Tierney's got enough issues on his plate to stay fit and keep playing like he is. Not bestowing with the Arsenal captaincy. Yeah, we love what he stands for. We love all the passion, etc. But he needs an experienced hand. And I'm not saying Oba's the most vocal, but he's our difference maker. Just like Saka is, a young man with the world at his feet. Aubameyang, when we needed him to, he stepped up. So leave it with Aubameyang for now. And then you could always look at it come the end of the season.
Yes. And we'll get to all of this next week with Laka and all of that stuff. Okay, good start for Kevin Says. That was the first one. Here we go, you guys. Let's get stuck in. This is question number two. Here we go.
Question number two. Do you want to see Bukayo Saka go to the Euros or do you want him to rest? That's number two.
And your timing, MK, couldn't be more perfect. Why don't we start with MK's question? And good evening to 200 plus of you in chat tonight. Thanks for joining us. Casey, are we overplaying him? And can you overplay someone who is the most valuable player?
Of course. Yes and yes. We are overplaying him. 1,000,000% we are overplaying him. Can we drop him? No, we can't because we're not good enough. We're not good enough to drop a 19-year-old who's carrying the club, Sophie. And that's the sad state of affairs. We are in a difficult mess at the moment because we've seen it earlier on in the season and we battled on here. Arteta's trusting too many of the experienced players who ain't doing it. So you look at the youngsters who are doing it, especially the jewel in the crown, Saka. He's producing week in, week out, Sophie. So we can't, if we don't put him in, we don't get the end product and the creativity at the top end of the pitch.
Also, do you think, I've touched on this with you last night, and I'm so happy that you made it one of your main questions today. Barry says, Saka, yes for Euros, he deserves it. Good reward for him in his career. And that's what I think is that if you're young enough, you're good enough, you go. You can't stifle someone because you want to protect them. It's like, you know, parents and kids, right? You want to wrap your kid up in cotton wool. At some point, you just got to let him go. And Saka's at that point where I think he's just got to fly now. Mm-hmm. And Tristan here says, Casey, I think he should go to the Euros. He needs to play high-level football because he isn't playing Champions League at the moment. Great point. Mm-hmm. And when he's there at the Euros, he's going to be playing against elite players. How much experience is he going to get?
Well, do you know what? It's going to benefit Arsenal big time. It's going to be of a massive benefit to Arsenal because when he's going to start playing international football, tournament football, Sophie, which is different. Tournament football, There's carrot. There's a carrot dangled at the end, you know, to try and go through to the next round and try and go through and try and win it with a talented England squad. And he could be one of the main players at 19. Now, that will tell you everything about Bukayo Saka and what he can achieve in the game. I think he's I don't think there's any ceiling to what he can achieve. But he needs to play against the best players to see how good he is.
Yeah. Do you think Arteta will be stoked to see him go to the Euros? There are a lot of matches. Sir Alex Ferguson was always a stickler, wasn't he? More so for those friendly games where he used to kick up a stink with England, Kevin. Do you think Arteta will want him to go?
Yeah, I think so. I think he would. I think on one hand, Arteta would look at it and say, you know, I'd really like to rest my jaw. But do you know what, Sophie? The genie's out the bottle with Saka. We can't cover him up.
That's a brilliant way of putting it.
We can't wrap him up. He's already out. He's already doing magic. Do you know what I mean? So it's there for everyone to see. Other teams in the league and fans in the league are seeing Saka and saying, wow, what a player. Unfortunately, or fortunately for that matter, he is a massive asset to Arsenal Football Club and we should let him shine. At least it gives us a bit of skin in the game, so.
It does. What do you think about what Faye says, trusting Southgate with him, coaching him?
I think I trust him, definitely. Look, you know, Gareth Southgate, whether we like it or we don't, he got England to a semi-final World Cup.
I know. Some people talk about the opponent, don't they, Kevin? But they got there.
Do you know what, Sophie? It's all about getting there. If you don't get there, then you could moan. But if you get to a semi-final of a World Cup, you've got to say, he's got to be doing something, right? Because you can't just say the opponents are crap. You're playing against international players of the highest caliber. It's at the World Cup. Yeah. And I believe Bukayo Saka has a big part to play.
And everyone has those kind of dodgy games at the beginning, don't they? That there are going to be teams that get there that aren't as good. BX Gunner, this is quite... He's not there yet. I mean, Mbappe for me is the heir apparent to Messi and Ronaldo right now. The kid's unbelievable. But I think Mbappe is going to have to go to La Liga or Bundesliga. And it's not an insult to Liga. It's not a farmer's league for me at all. But I think if he wants to be on that pedestal that Messi and Ronaldo are, he's going to have to go to another club. And PSG are a big club, but guys, let's be honest. They're not Juventus. They're not Bayern Munich. They're not Barcelona. They're not Manchester United. They're just not. They're not Liverpool and they're not Real Madrid. So what do you think about where Saka can fit into this narrative at the Euros, Kevin? If Southgate really believes in him, will he, when you've got Foden and Grealish and you've got... Is Sancho. He going to be the left back?
They got Sancho.
Will he use him more?
They got everybody.
Would you choose him over Luke Shaw, Kevin?
It all depends on the opposition for me. I think Luke Shaw's had a good season. I can't say he hasn't. I think he's had a good season. They're sitting, second in the league, Manchester United. Luke Shaw's played a good part in that defence. But for me, I just think Saka gives you more going forward. He really does. And he's fit. He's strong. He's tougher than you think at 19. He's mentally strong. And, you know, he can go up and down that line all day long and he could create. Probably he could create more than Luke Shaw. Luke Shaw's probably a better defender than Saka. So, you know, it's a pick 'em. But the fact of the matter is, there are going to be injuries. We're not even there yet. There are going to be injuries. There's going to be loss of form. There's going to be all that. And, you know, I really would like to think Saka keeps his form all the way. Mm-hmm. You know, he keeps his form all the way to the Euros because we need it.
Yes. Sunil says Saka doesn't need any more coaching. He's played in every position, probably might need coaching for goalkeeping, I guess. Tongue in cheek there. But every player at 19 could do with some additional coaching, right, Kevin?
He needs coaching. He does need coaching because the next levels, Saka is a creator for Arsenal when he should be helping to create. Mm-hmm. He's our creator. That's wrong. Other players should be taking that mantle. And whenever Bukayo Saka's in there, he can do his thing as part of the collective. But we've been so bad that Saka's had to take that mantle and put everybody on the, on his back and create, which is absolutely crazy stuff. And fair play to him for doing it. But we should be in a much better position than that.
Yeah. You know, this is a good comment too, because a lot of the times you see this whole age thing. I mean, you can go back and there are a lot, I think there are a lot of teams now. Tottenham played a 16-year-old, didn't they, the other day? You have players starting all sorts of, I think they're coming in younger. American sports, of course, if you're good enough, they throw you into it. You've got a lot of young American players who are doing well at Barcelona and Juventus and Borussia Dortmund, Reina and Dest and the Juve midfielder, McKinney. I just think with Saka and with Foden and with Grealish and with Greenwood, age doesn't mean anything at this point. They're that good.
It's talent. The talent is there. The talent is there in abundance. And they're playing for clubs where they're excelling. The talent is excelling. Let's be honest. You know, Greenwood, sometimes you don't even see Greenwood. He comes off the bench for 20 minutes and he's a revelation, scores two goals. You know, these kids are fearless, but you have to manage them right. And you look at Manchester United, you look at a lot of the teams. Grealish has been carrying Aston Villa. He's a little bit older than some of the boys. But you look at Foden. Foden's been nurtured into it nicely. Yeah. That now he can take over from David Silva. But Saka hasn't had that real grounding. You know, he got kind of thrust in. And slowly but surely, within the space of 6 to 9 months, he was carrying the team.
Yeah, he was given a chance by Unaia, but it was... Yeah. What do you think about that? This is why I put Dilly Dilly's comment up, because after Lundberg left, it took a while for Saka to rediscover how he could help the team move from the left to the right. Coaching is important. I've talked about having a player in the team that's hybrid. For me, that was going to be the Maitland-Niles, the Phil Neville. With Saka, we do not want him to become the jack of all trades and master of none. I think his talent is a lot more elevated, Kevin, where that wouldn't happen to him. What do you think about that?
Well, he goes to right back, sets up a winning goal in the European, key European tie. We've seen him play left side. We've seen him play left back. We've seen him play in the 10. We've seen him rove. And he plays every position just as good, Sophie. So I know we talk about utility player, and I mentioned Box Banner. You know, he's got a fitting for everything. But this kid can play so well no matter what position he plays. Wow, what a fantastic piece to have in your artery, you know.
And your arsenal, armory. Even.
Your armory, you know, your arsenal. He's unbelievable. He really is. And, you know, we're so pleased and proud to have him.
Definitely. Tristan Berry, does a play like Saka show that Arteta does have potential to be a good manager? He has helped to add goals to Saka's game. I think there's a little bit of truth to this. As much as I've been critical of Arteta, he's definitely elevated this season, hasn't he?
Well, that's the other thing. And Arteta doesn't quite get the credit. We've seen Saka really operating on the left for most of his time. And then all of a sudden he got moved to the right-hand side. And Brighton, where, you know, he set Lacazette's goal up with a fantastic turn, pace, and he picked Lacazette out in the box with a great finish. So, you know, the kid's special. He really is special. And, you know, Arteta has to take, for all the negative we can chuck at Arteta, Saka's elevated under his stewardship. Let's be honest.
Definitely.
And, we've got to give him some credit for that.
I agree with Christoph too here. Odegaard has the same mental level as Saka. You talked about this last night. Even Aubameyang sometimes wasn't in tune with Odegaard because he's not used to that. That offside, that was just a smidgen offside. Mm-hmm. That pass was mustard. Mm-hmm. Absolute. And you've raved about him in terms of his football intelligence too.
Yep.
This is what's going to be important, Kevin, to keeping Saka excited and interested about staying at the Arsenal.
You know, if players on the same wavelength are playing together, the game's easy. And you could see Saka and Odegaard play together nice and easy. You see them interchanging passes, etc. And we need Aubameyang to get on that same level, because there's a lot more goals in it for him if he is on the same level. And not everybody connects straight away. So it might take a few more games or some work in training a bit. But when Alba gets on that level, there's a lot of goals in there for him.
Yeah. Also, this is a great comment. Saka plays without ego, willing to play everywhere, whatever's best for his team. Never complains, does he? Just gets on with playing football, which is huge. And then someone was commenting about we need to go to MLS to find more talent. I've said to Kevin, this right back who plays for LA Galaxy, Julian Araujo, he could be our right back for 10 years. I'm telling you guys, I'm going to keep my eye on him this season as well. There was rumors he was going to go to Spurs, and my heart felt like someone stabbed me in the heart. And, you know, the color just went out of me, because I think this kid is really talented. He's got that. He's 18 years old, and he's got a movement here helping farmer workers during COVID, and smart, like Saka. He's just the Saka grounded. ESR. They're mentor, grounded. Kevin. Yes.
And they're grounded, fully grounded. Good boys.
Yeah.
Good boys, you know, boys that make us proud.
Let's see what Raval says here. This season is extremely rare for us in terms of sheer number of unfortunate incidences. Okay, that's fine. We've talked about that. There was another one here I wanted to get for you on Saka, Kevin, is that when you were younger and you were playing, because one of the things that is consistent, and I'm just going to try and wrap it up in one question for everybody, is the burnout. What do you do? Because everyone's asking if he should start against Leicester on Sunday.
Do you know what? I would leave him on the bench. It's the perfect opportunity for Martinelli. Perfect opportunity. Mm-hmm. Get Martinelli out there. Pace to burn. Energy to burn. Wrap Saka in cotton wool and keep him on the bench. We can give him the 20 minutes or 15 minutes if need be. Let's see how we're going. If it's going great, we might use him. If it's not going great, we might use him. And if it's out of sight, leave him on the bench.
Do you think that Leicester are going to come off this loss in Europa League as a bit of a wounded animal? They're in the top four. We saw them lose it this time last year. Started losing games, dropping points, dropped out of the top four. We were still in Greece this morning, flying back today. They got to play at home. No excuses. You know, we've all had to do similar. Each team has had to do similar things. Obviously, a 3.5-hour flight from Athens to London definitely takes a lot out of. But when they're traveling the way they are, it's not like they had to go to Russia and come back, Kevin. Do you feel like it's a good opportunity for us to grab these points, and they might be either wounded and fight back, or it's taken out of them?
Well, Sophie, they're going to be wounded. That's for sure. Because getting beat by Slavia Prague at home, they never saw that one coming. I could tell you that much. They fancied their chances to win that game. So to lose in that way is painful. So they're going to have to lift themselves up. Obviously, what we have to do, we have to step on their neck, Sophie. That's what we got to do. We got to get in there and rough them up and step on their neck and take the lead and break it. Sophie, we got to break them, honestly.
You should do the team talk before
the
game.
Yeah, man, we've got to step on their neck, Sophie. And when they're looking up to say, you know, get off my neck, break it. Because this is what football's about. We've got to be ruthless with them. Yeah, you had a little bit of pain in the week. Feel this. Crack them up.
Finish him. Karate.
Finish. Finish it.
All right. You're listening to the Highbury Squad. This is Kevin Says. We're up to the bonus question now. Brilliant comments, you guys. Keep them coming in thick and fast. A good 300 of you in live chat right now. Thanks for joining us this Friday evening. All right, here we go. This is the bonus question, and this one will light you guys up, because he's been a polarizing figure this season after two seasons of saving us.
Number three is the bonus. Is, has Aubameyang turned a corner and back as the main man? So, how do you see our season finishing is number one. Do you want to see Bukayo Saka go to the Euros, or do you want him to rest this summer?
Three is the bonus. Has our captain Aubameyang turned the corner to be back as the number one guy? I look forward to engaging with you all in the chat. Take good care, everyone. Bye-bye.
No one rocks a dicky bow like Kevin. And I'm telling you now, everyone wants your as a ringtone. Well, you're breaking the next soundbite. They want it as the ringtone.
Don't give a break that neck. I'm telling you.
Johnny thinks, KC, you'd make a great assistant manager and coach. I'll be recommending you to Stan when I see him next time. Love it. Okay, Mask Gunner. Yes, Oba making the runs. Got the hunger again. You said, and we've brought it up a couple of times as an example, when you were at that Brighton game and you were at the Emirates and you were on the sidelines, your biggest beef was how slowly we were playing, how Oba was getting into spaces and nobody was passing it to him. Mask Gunner brings up a good point, Kevin. Is that the difference right now?
Yes, 100%. There's people, players who are getting the ball, who are looking for him in the right areas. Oba isn't Lacazette, as we know. He's not someone who you can just hit up there and he'll create his own goal. He needs service. And now we've got a midfield at times, not saying Xhaka, only when really Partey and that, but with Smith Rowe, with Odegaard, and with Saka, they will feed him. They will. They can drop the shoulder and slip it down the side of a centre half, and Oba be on the move, and that's how we scored. He scored three goals yesterday. One was disallowed, and you know he looked really sharp. But that's where he's at his best, in and around the box with the slidey balls.
Okay, so I'm going to double prong this one because BX Gunner says next game will show if Oba's back. I agree with this, and then Venkatesh says not sure with Oba's consistently still fearful. What do you say to these guys who are afraid that you get the Leeds hat trick, you get two games of a dip, you get a night like last night? Can you see the fear in there, Kevin?
100%. Look, again, this boils down to our inconsistency as a team. It's not just Oba, because Oba is not the type of player who can do it all on his own. He needs a bit of service. Mm-hmm. But if we get him the chances, Aubameyang, after the Benfica game last week, still, although he would have been gutted that he never scored, any good striker will tell you, as long as I'm getting the chances, I know I'm going to score. But it's when he plays and he doesn't even look like he's going to score, that's when we're in real problems.
Right. Like Martin's saying here and what you just said, I think Oba's getting to do what he does so well, play off the shoulder. The amount of chances he's got since he's gone back to the centre, only very tight offside calls have stopped him scoring more there. He could have got a hat-trick again last night, but for timing his runs, Kevin. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I agree 100% with that. That's a good observation, Soph. Playing on the shoulder, ball's being slid down the side, where he can out, it's a race between him and the defender, and he's going to win it 9 times out of 10. And his first goal was a prime example, fantastic finish over the goalkeeper, and a brilliant second goal to put us through.
How much has he made a difference, Kevin, to Oba's game?
I think just by him being there creates a bit of spacing, and he's such an intelligent player with the ball. It's not as if he's going to be spraying 80-yard passes here and there, Sophie. But what he is, if you watch him, he manipulates the ball and he brings two players towards him and he just passes it off. And them two players are out of the game. So like a Saka then gets on the ball and there's a gap for Oba to run into. He's brilliant at what he does. He's very, very intelligent, high-level player.
I love this. Oba's the bullet, not the trigger. Just like you were saying, you know, we had a debate once about I said to you, he doesn't create enough himself. And you're saying there's just some strikers that need the help. They need the assistance and the bullet, not the trigger. I think that's a good analogy. Bernadette, Oba has to keep up the form he showed last night. Europa League isn't beyond us yet. Katie and Saka need to stay fit too. How is it important for him to have these players around him? We saw Lacazette do well with these younger players, Kevin. Yeah. I mean, it's fundamentally important, isn't it?
Well, do you know what, Sophie? And this is what I would say. we've seen Lacazette play really well with these youngsters and it look nice and sharp. But if we're going to do anything, we've got to get our main striker going.
Mm-hmm.
And probably that's what Arteta said. He said, he probably said to himself, listen, I know that because Aubameyang scores at a higher rate than Lacazette. So we've got to get Aubameyang going. And that's why maybe he's had to sacrifice a bit of Pepe to get Odegaard in, to get more creative players who could slip Aubameyang in.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've seen when Pepe plays necessarily, Aubameyang isn't fluid. It's not fluid to him. But with all these interchangeable pieces, I think he's reveling in his role now.
Do you think this is an unfair comment? Do you think when you look at the top 10 goal scorers in Europe since 2009, Aubameyang is among the Zlatans, the Lewandowskis, the Messis, the Ronaldos?
Oh, he's right up there. He's right up there.
Is he
he's
a world-class right footballer or just a great finisher, Kevin?
Well, world-class finisher or great finisher, he's a world-class footballer.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference. The difference of a world-class footballer, meaning he may not have all the strings to the bow. That's for sure. He doesn't. He's not going to just go and beat three people and set up. No, that's not what he does. Although he can do that at times, but that's what Saka does. Saka's there to do that. He'll beat a few players and then he could slip someone in or put a ball in and Aubameyang. But when you're that bullet, when you're the gun, bam, you've got to be able to put it away. And that's what we've been missing all season.
We just want him to be the goal machine he had been in the two previous seasons. I think this is a good one from Johnny Boy. Ober is an amazing athlete, largely injury-free, and still has explosive pace, fantastic player. The injury-free part is really important, considering we do have and have had injury problems, Kevin, across the board at Arsenal Football Club.
Yeah, we have, Sophie. And to know that, you know, your captain is fit and ready, and we've had difficult times this season. Of course we have. We've had difficult times, but when it matters is now. And if Oba can keep going and keep showing up to the party, this is where we start to move. And you know what, Sophie, I know there's some doom and gloom, but isn't it about time we put a proper run together?
Mm-hmm.
You know, as a football club, There's enough talent in that team to put a run together. If we can do it now, especially after dodging that bullet against Benfica, this could be a good end to the season.
Yeah, I think and now the world class comments are coming in. I think mostly our fans think that he's world class. South London's finest. Aubameyang never left the slump. Never left the slump was coming. It was just like other players were lazy and relied on him too much. It was time for them to step up, and only Saka did. There's some truth
in that.
Don't you think, for the two seasons where we were just relying on his goals to save us? And let's all be honest, they saved us as well as Leno saves his goals, Kevin.
Yeah, it was amazing. And, you know, it's hard to keep doing, Sophie, especially when you're so inconsistent as a team. It's hard to keep doing. And then when the team does take a dip, my goodness, doesn't it show up? You know, he can't get going. And it just coincides. He signed the new contract. Everybody thinks, oh, he's just large in it now. You could see he's not. Body language wasn't right. Head wasn't right. All of the criticisms came out. But one thing we do know, he is fit. He wants to score goals. And if we create the chances for him, he will score goals.
Yeah, completely agree. Checking in late, Taib. Maybe a hot date this Friday night. We wouldn't blame you, that's for sure. And yes, injuries have been our biggest thing this season. Arteta hasn't had a full squad that can play his best 11. We're going to do this next week because everyone has been writing to me on YouTube and asking what your best 11 would be, Kevin, with everybody fit now. I do want to get to a question for you from YouTube as well. Arteta, this is from 77 Hoodlum. Arteta isn't getting the most out of this team. Leicester didn't climb. West Ham and Leicester are climbing. West Ham are doing better. Everton are doing better. They even bought Iwobi from us. We needed an experienced manager. Even everything going on, Arteta isn't the man for the job. But when you see what's happening with the team and last night, what would you say to 77 Hoodlum there with that comment?
I'll say what I say to everybody else, 77 Hoodlum. The club don't want the experienced manager because the experienced manager has an ego. Yeah, they have a brand that you have to adhere to. And they're not going to come in and say, no, don't give me the money. I'll work with what I've got. No, they need the money. And for them to come into Arsenal to sort it out, they're going to need money. And the club don't have the money to furnish them with in order to get this team sorted out. So that's why it's not a matter of we can't pay them. We can pay the manager. But it's that transfer funds that we don't have. We don't have 200, 300 million every window to try and up the ante for this squad. We don't. So we need somebody who can work with the club, who knows the club, who understands what it's like to be at Arsenal. That's the other thing as well, Sophie. You get a big manager in, they don't know Arsenal.
Okay,
Mikel Arteta knows Arsenal.
Okay, before you wrap this up for us with your comments on your own questions, I wanted to read this to you. Guresh Kumtha on YouTube. When you listen to KC, he has the wealth of experience as a player. He's also a fan. He says it from both the sides. I can relate to what he says as I played semi-pro for 20 years. Managing a football team is not easy. That's why they are there. And that's why he does what he does and we are the fans. It's easy to be a critic when one hasn't played the game or managed. And as KC says, no matter what Mikel Arteta does, it's never right. Always appreciate him and having access to talking to a legend. So, Kevin.
That's lovely. Thank you. Thank you for saying that. I appreciate that because it is, do you know, Sophie, this is the great thing about this Highbury squad, because I am a fan, but I see it differently to you. I see it differently to Princess Guna. And that's why everybody's opinion is respected. But we will battle because what you see is what you see. Do you know what I mean? What you see is what you see. And right. You're going to call it like you call it. I see what you see. But I know on the inside things are different. So I've got to... And sometimes it may seem as though I am sticking up for Mikel Arteta, but I've been in there. I know what it's like. It's not easy. You think it's easy. You think it's just simple. It's not, unfortunately. So anyway, let's wrap up.
Okay, good. We're going to wrap up. One more from Lindsay Prescott, because Kevin, my friend, I have a lot of time for you. I saw you playing live at Highbury, but all the players at other teams are not better than the Arsenal players. Again, just people, there's so many great comments for you on our YouTube. And I just wanted you to know that one day I'll read them all out on the next Kevin Says, because there's so many. But thank you to everyone who writes to us and comments on our YouTube. We respond to
good
absolutely everybody. Yes.
Good and bad.
And,
good and bad.
Yeah. All right. So give everyone your answers, Kevin. Let's go.
Right. What do I see? I see Mikel Arteta now has got the team focused now. That win against Benfica was so important. I can't stress it enough. It was so, so important. But he wanted the team to fight and show some fight. And they did. They responded, Sophie. Wow. They responded from being down, shooting themselves in the foot twice. Now, he's got to challenge them now. I want you to go forward and I want you to take the game to the opposition. He has to do that because what has he got to lose now? He's got everything to gain. Now it's about gaining. Let's start gaining some momentum. Let's start being positive. Let's go for Leicester's throat. They get beat by Slavia Prague. Slavia Prague. Come on now. He's got to be saying, come on, boys. We know we can beat this team. And let's be honest, we should have beat them at the Emirates earlier on in the season. We should have beat them. But what did we do? Shoot ourselves in the foot.
So now it's our time. Let's go and take it to the opposition. So I see a deep run into the Europa League. I want to win that. Of course we want to win it. Mm-hmm. Want to win it. Can we win it? Yes. Will we win it? Listen, I don't know. But of course I want us to win it. That's for sure. So top six in the Premier League is doable. I think so. And even if we don't finish sixth and we finish seventh, but we have a run at it, I'll take that. Not settle, I'll take it because of the way it's been. We've been bad. We've been bad this season. We need a run at the end.
We do. So do you want Saka to go to the Euros?
My heart says I want him to go to the Euros and I want him to be a superstar that he is. Be the jewel in England's crown, like I know he can. My head tells me that poor young man's going to need a rest. He's going to need a rest, Sophie, because he's been carrying a burden called Arsenal Football Club on his shoulders all season long, when the likes of these more experienced players who should be carrying him, he's had to carry them. So I've been in a bit in a dilemma on this one. But you know what? I'm going to let my heart rule my head, because I think that boy needs the biggest stage. I really do. I think he needs the biggest stage. And yeah. Do you know what? I want to see Saka doing the business for England, because I want to have some skin in the game when I watch it. That's for sure.
My biggest worry is if he goes to the Euros, he then has to have an extra rest when he comes back. We don't even know, you know, how that's going to go. And then obviously we may lose him for the start of the season. So, yeah, I hear you, Kevin, but you can't hold people back if they've got the talent.
Do you know what? I think he's not even going to want a rest. You watch and see. And I mean that he's going to want to get back. Because you know what, Sophie? Obviously, there's going to be new players coming in. Obviously, it's part of your contract. You have to have 4 weeks. You have to have a break. But normally they say, you know, you can take an extra cup. I think he's after four, he's going to want to come back. I'm telling you, he's going to want to come back in, because he's going to want to get that feeling again. So, but we have to look after him a bit next season.
All right. And the last one. And MK, by the way, we'll address this next week, because I agree with you. It's not always the players. It's the person who picks them. But we've got a couple of really good shows lined up for you next week. You'll see. And then finally, and last, Aubameyang.
I think, seeing the rate in Aubameyang's goals of the last few weeks, yeah, I know we missed a hat-trick of chances against Benfica last week. Scored a hat-trick the Sunday, was it, against Leeds. When it mattered, he came up trumps against Benfica with a bit of help from the jewel in the crown. I think with Odegaard in there and Saka, Aubameyang will come to the party, because he knows he's going to get chances. And as a striker, when you know you're going to get chances, you're rubbing your hands, you've got energy about you, because you know, I'm ready. Whereas before, I don't think he knew where the chances were going to come from. I watched him a couple of times, as I said, Sophie. He was making runs, but no ball was coming whatsoever. They didn't even look like they were going to pass to him. So I think as long as Odegaard and Saka's around, I think Aubameyang will be all right.
All right. Brilliant stuff.
Any more questions you want to touch on?
I think we're good. I'm trying to get you in under an hour tonight. Look at this. I have got 1 minute and 10 seconds to spare. I'm trying to get it. How about that, Kevin?
I'm Sophie time.
I'm Sophie time. Totally. And I know you've got a busy night. Where can everyone listen to you tonight if they're in...
Radio 5 Live. I'm on with Darren Fletcher and Jermaine Genus.
And I think
the Spurs chap might be interested.
Yes. I mean, give Jermaine Genus. You know what to do, Kevin. You know what to do.
Don't worry. Oh, I love that.
I love it. Sorry, PG, you're way too late. Just turning up now to ask a question. No. But thanks to everyone who's been listening in chat tonight. You guys have been absolutely amazing. I'm going to have to let Casey go. You know, we're going to be back Sunday night after Leicester. Let's hope we're going to have another good post-game show with everyone. So make sure that you come on board for that. And we're going to have some more great guests next week. We've got more segments, more exciting content coming. Thanks to everybody who's listened this week. You've listened in your thousands, and we cannot begin to tell you how much we appreciate each and every single one of you. Damn it, it's gone into the 1 minute, Kevin.
Listen, a little selfie time I'll take. I'll take a little selfie time. I'll tell you, I'll take a little selfie time. But one thing I want to say to you, Sophie,
yes,
is how brilliant you've been. How brilliant you've been throughout these lockdown series, everybody. I'd like you guys to give Sophie some love, because you know what? She has the thankless task of sorting myself and that Princess Gooner out all the time, and the guests and everything. And PG helps with the guests at times as well. But she does a brilliant, brilliant job. And we're so pleased to have you, my darling. And I am so pleased to be joining you whenever I can.
Oh, man, I love it. It's just brilliant stuff. And, you know, the squad has smashed it again this week. Teamwork makes the dream work, people. Mm-hmm. And that's what we want from the Arsenal, right? Come on. Let's go on this run. Let's finish in the top six if we can. Let's win this Europa League. Let's batter the Greeks. Oh, did I say that out loud? Yes, I think I did. Let's do a little bit of Kevin breaking necks. Come on, Kevin, give them that soundbite.
Hey, time. Listen, when you get your foot on the neck, just crack it. It's all right.
All right. Well, good stuff. Listen, we'll see you Sunday. Go and listen to Kevin on Five Live if you can. And thanks to everyone from the bottom of our hearts, from everyone here at the Highbury squad. And until then, Kevin.
Listen, you know, you put us through the mill, Arsenal, but we love you. Come on, you Gunners!